Today is Saturday, September 5th. Charles Chuck Barrett, 63 of Bosstown, died August 23rd at Amplify Healthcare in Boscobel. A celebration of life will be held today from 1 until 3 o'clock at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. A private family burial will be held at a later date in the Mount Tabor Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Chuck Barrett is survived by his wife, Melissa, daughter Serena and Corey Prokop Davis of Whitehall, stepson Ben and Jenny Anderson of Holman, along with his father, Pearl Barrett, brother Ralph Barrett, two grandchildren, and many other relatives and friends. Charles Chuck Barrett, 63, of Bosstown. Francis J. Haw, 90 of Hillsborough, died August 31st at home. Friends may call at the P. Haw Funeral Home in Hillsborough on Monday from 4 until 7 with an informal service at 7 o'clock. A short visitation will be held at 10 o'clock before the funeral at 11 on Tuesday at the Holy Family Catholic Church in Laval. Barrett will follow in the Czech National Cemetery in Yuba. To honor Francis's legacy of caring and generosity, memorials are preferred in lieu of flowers to St. Jude Children's Hospital or to a charity of your choice. Francis Haw is survived by his wife, Cecile, daughters Mary Lynn Haw and Jodine Nelson, along with two grandchildren, three great-grandchildren, sisters-in-law, Sister Christine Koba and Barbara Barris, along with many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Francis J. Haw, 90, of Hillsborough. Charles J. Charlie McClary, 89, of Muscadet, died August 30th at Soldiers Grove Health Services. Funeral services will be held on Tuesday at 11 o'clock at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Burial will follow in the Basswood Cemetery, with military graveside rites to be conducted by the local Military Memorial Honors Unit. Visitation will be held on Tuesday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel from 9 until 11 o'clock. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with the arrangements. Charlie McClary is survived by his children, Ray Rognes, Doug and Sharon Rognes, Sharon Ruby Nigel, Pam Harris, Jean Lisney, Charles J. McClary II, and Kelly Jensen, along with 20 grandchildren, 36 great-grandchildren, 3 great-great-grandchildren, and numerous other relatives and friends. Charles J. Charlie McClary, 89, of Muscadet. Joan O. Spillman Albaugh, 93, of Bloom City, died on August 28th. A graveside service will be held at 11 o'clock on Saturday, September 12th at the Bloom City Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with the arrangements. Joan Albaugh is survived by her 4 children, Debbie and Ken Carroll, Grant Albaugh, Cindy Holly, and Dwayne Albaugh, along with 9 grandchildren, 18 great-grandchildren, and other relatives and friends. Joan O. Spillman Albaugh, 93, of Bloom City. Carolyn Josephine Janie Freeman, 102 of Richland Center, died Wednesday at Schmidt Woodland Hills. A celebration of life for Carolyn is being planned. Memorials can be made to Town and Country Presbyterian Church, Schmidt Woodland Hills Foundation Scholarship Fund, or to the Pine River School Restoration Handicap Accessible Project. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Carolyn Freeman is survived by her children, Sharon Larry Quaim, Jean and John Hopkins, and Vicky and Jerry Wisniewski, along with 7 grandchildren, 13 great-grandchildren, 2 great-great-grandchildren, and many other nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Carolyn Josephine Janie Freeman, 102, of Richland Center.